ready for heavy mental. Here's Weisbach.
Thank you for joining me tonight on The Quest. Well, you know, from time to time, we'll take a look at different religions and get spokespeople on for those. The first tonight is a religion called Jain, which, quite frankly, I wasn't aware of, but apparently it is about the oldest living religion. And some of its beliefs include that God is completely unconcerned with creation of the universe or with any happening in the universe, that the universe goes on of its own accord, that God does not get involved in that creation. Well, there's much, of course, much more to this religion, and tonight I'm joined by Vinod Daryaporkar, who is a spokesperson for this religion. Welcome.
Hello.
So are you considered to be a priest?
I am not a priest, but I am deeply involved in the study of this religion, and I am a follower of this religion from the childhood. I am born in this.
Now, Jain is spelled J-A-I-N-A?
No, J-A-I-N.
Just I-N, so there's no A at the end of it.
No, just Jain.
And it's pronounced Jain.
Jain.
And you say it's the oldest living religion. Its origins are in India?
Yes.
Now, is it an offshoot of Hinduism?
It is not an offshoot of Hinduism, but it is a original religion and very, very old.
How old would you say it is?
As per the Jain tradition, there are 24 prophets, and the last prophet, Mahavira, was born 2,600 years back.
So that was the last one?
The last of the 24th.
Now, what about the first prophet?
Yeah, the first one is considered to be prehistorical era, and he is supposed to be very, very old, at the beginning of the time cycle.
Now, these prophets, do they have special powers?
Well, they are the normal human beings. They are born as the human beings, but they purify themselves and they get rid of all their attachment and evolve their personality to the level at which they attain the